6 million job vacancies in December. That was down slightly from 8.89 million in January and about in line with economists' expectations. Layoffs fell modestly. A suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels damaging a ship in the Gulf of Aden, sending that crew fleeing for their lives. The attack marked the latest in a campaign of assaults by that group. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 208 points. This is SRN News.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Visit Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We get a nice break in between storm systems for a couple of days before that next big deal storm on Friday. Today, not bad. High around 76, so a warmer day today with partial sunshine. Mainly clear over that low 53 tonight. Tomorrow is a nice day. Thursday's high in the upper 70s. Good bit of sunshine. And then a soaker on the way for Friday. Rain and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. A few stronger storms possible. High temperature in the mid-70s. Then more showers on Saturday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Bluewater Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that occurred in West Montgomery Tuesday afternoon. Just before 1 p.m., MPD responded to the 3300 block of East Tuskegee Circle, where a man sustained a life-threatening gunshot wound. The victim was transported to a local hospital. No further information has been released. Montgomery County residents voted yes on the addendum to renew the 3.5 county property tax millage that goes towards education. The ad valorem tax provides $11 million annually to Montgomery Public Schools and another million to Pike Road Schools. General Motors has expanded a recall to 820,000 Chevrolet and GMC pickup trucks because the tailgate can open unexpectedly. 2020 through 2024 Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks exterior touchpad tailgate release switch can malfunction after getting wet. Owner notification letters will be mailed March 18th. From the Bluewater Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. Credit, N4-124.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey. And plenty to get to and fallout from elections, but I want to go to, well, taking rights seriously. I missed having Judge Napolitano on this week. So it's always a good reminder, well, to remember what this country is actually based on. It seems natural law, natural rights have been thrown out the window. The Constitution now says whatever the lawyers with black robes in the Supreme Court say. And it's even worse than that. The Constitution is whatever the administrative state says it is. But if all mankind, minus one, were of one opinion, mankind wouldn't be no more justified in silencing that one person than he, if he had the power, would be justified in silencing mankind. All the way back to John Stuart Mill, one of the first liberals. Judge Napolitano writes that the world is filled with self-evident truths, truisms that philosophers, lawyers, and judges know need not be proven. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. 2 + 2 = 4. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. These examples, of which there are many, are not true because we believe they're true. They are intrinsically true. Thus, they are true whether we accept their usefulness or not, or their truthfulness or not. Of course, recognizing a universal truth acknowledges the existence of an order of things higher than government, indiscoverable by the exercise of reason. The generation of Americans that fought the War of Secession against England, according to Professor Murray Rothbard, the last moral American war Americans waged, understood the existence of truisms and recognized their origin in nature. The most famous of these recognitions, of course, were Thomas Jefferson's opening two sentences in the Declaration of Independence, that self-evident truths come not from persons, but from the laws of nature, and unalienable rights come from the laws of nature and nature's God. Thus, all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, is a truism. Jefferson could have appealed to the laws of Parliament, as he had done in previous writings. Instead, he appealed to the laws of nature and nature's Creator. Jefferson's neighbor and colleague, James Madison, understood this as well when he wrote the Bill of Rights, so as to reflect that human rights do not come from the government. They come from our individual humanity. The Bill of Rights does not grant rights. It restrains the government from interfering with them. Where do rights come from? Your right to life, to think as you wish, to say what you think, to publish what you say, to worship or not, to associate or not, to shake your fist in the tyrant's face by telling the government what you think, your right to defend yourself using and carrying the same weapons as the government does, your right to be left alone, to own property, to travel, and to stay put. These intrinsic aspects of human existence are natural rights that come from our humanity, and for the exercise of which all rational persons yearn. This is the natural rights understanding of Jefferson's Declaration and Madison's Bill of Rights, to the latter of which all in American government have sworn allegiance and deference. A right is not a privilege. A right is an indefeasible and permanent personal claim against the whole world. It does not require a government permission slip. It does not require preconditions except the ability to reason. It does not require the approval of family or neighbors. A privilege is something the government doles out to suit itself or calm the masses. The government gives those who meet its qualifications the privilege to vote, so it can claim a form of Jeffersonian legitimacy. Jefferson argued in the Declaration that no government is morally licit without the consent of the governed. No one alive today ratified the creation of the federal government, but most accepted. Is acceptance consent? Of course not. No more than walking on a government sidewalk is consent to government's lies, theft, and killing. Surely the Germans who voted against the Nazis and could not escape their filthy grasp hardly consented to that horrible form of government. Are our rights equal to each other? Some are equal to each other, but one is greater than all, as none of the rights cataloged briefly above can be exercised without the right to live. This is the right most challenging to governments that have enslaved masses and glorified in fighting morally illicit wars that kill and thus destroy the right to live. But if a right is a claim against the whole world, how can a government, whether popular or totalitarian or both, extinguish it by death or slavery? The short answer is that no governments, notwithstanding the public oaths their officials take upon assuming office, accept the natural origins of rights. To government, rights are privileges. Stated differently, governments do not take rights seriously. Governments hate and fear the exercise of natural rights. Ludwig von Mises properly called government, quote-unquote, the negation of liberty. Freedom is the default position. We are literally born free, naturally free. Government is an artificial creation based on a monopoly of force in a geographical area that could not exist if it did not negate our freedoms. Government denies our rights by punishing the exercise of them and by stealing property from us. Rights are not just claims against the government. They are, again, claims against the whole world. This was best encapsulated by Rothbard's non-aggression principle, which teaches that initiating all real and threatened aggression, whether by violence, coercion, or deception, is morally illicit. That applies to your neighbors, as well as to the police. Of course, in Rothbard's world, there would be no government police unless all persons consented, and he wouldn't have. A private police entity paid to protect life, liberty, and property would be far more efficient and faithful to its job, which it would lose if it failed, than the government's police, which thrives on assaulting life, liberty, and property and keeping their jobs. The exercise of rights requires abandonment of fear, acceptance of truth, and the rejection of compromise with the government. As Ayn Rand famously observed, any compromise between good and evil, natural rights and slavery, food and poison, results in death. Death of the body, death of liberty, death of both. Again, that is from the desk of Judge Andrew Napolitano. I got it a little bit early, but I wanted to share that because it's, I think, a good reminder that pounding the table, but back to the basics. It's amazing how the fundamentals of our so-called constitutional republic are obviously not believed by those running this government. They wear the Constitution like a skin suit and do whatever the hell they want in the meantime. Again, 272-9228 if you want to join in on the program. Or if you want to watch, you can always go to Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Like and subscribe, please. Or just go to the X platform, at the Joey Clark on X. Let's see who we got on line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Robert.
Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Hey, you're reading of the Constitution. I understand why the Nationalists say that they don't need license to travel on the highway.
Hmm?
You got people claim to be Nationalists.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing them getting stopped on videos, and the state trooper asking for their driver's license. They say, I'm traveling. I don't have to show your license. I'm traveling. In the reading of your Constitution, it says you have the right to travel.
Yep.
Without the state restricting.
Right, but they do.
But they do.
Right.
So both the national is in the right. Now, the state can fine them for what they've done wrong. Now, if it ran a red light while I'm traveling, they can write you a ticket for running the traffic light, but you don't have to show them a driver's license to travel.
Yeah, most people do because they don't want the hassle. But,
right, but
you can fight it if you want.
To the Constitution. Yeah, but according to the Constitution, the nationalists are right. If you claim to be a nationalist and the lady says, I am traveling, state trooper say, I need to see a driver's license. She said, I don't have to show you a driver's license to travel.
I've seen the YouTube videos. Oh, yeah. And there are a lot of officers who get very frustrated with that. They're like, what?
They get frustrated, but all the devil's in writing. It's in the writing.
Now, the ones that I think are absurd are the guys that go set up their tripods in a police department. And the cops obviously are like, what are you doing in here? I have the right to film you all. It's like, come on, yeah, get out of the lobby.
Now, the one that gets me is when they ask the passenger for his ID. You stopped me. You didn't stop my passenger.
Right. Well, and there's so many instances where people remember a time where you could go back and forth between, say, America and Mexico without a passport. There was a time before the World Wars where you could travel the world without being molested by government.
Well, I guess they said the Constitution is a living document.
Yeah.
That's what they meant by a living document. They can change it at any time.
Right, as power demands, as necessity demands. Yep, that's the world we live in.
Right. Okay, guys.
Appreciate it, Robert. 272-9228. Again, that's 272-9228. But it does seem as I get older that so many folks who fancy themselves mature, ideals are meant to be spoken. Ideals deserve lip service. But when push comes to shove, when practicality, necessity rear their ugly head, you can't, like, literally live out your ideals. What, are you crazy? Why must you look at the world through that moral squint of yours and just be practical? Well, the reason I'm not in the mood for practicality is stuff like this. As a partial government shutdown looms, the House Freedom Caucus has called on Republicans to oppose the Swamp Omnibus Bill, criticizing it for containing a ridiculous amount of pork. This government funding package is designed to prevent a partial shutdown set for Friday. The Freedom Caucus wrote in a statement, quote, "The House Freedom Caucus opposes the $1.65 trillion omnibus spending bill, which will be decided in two halves, the first being brought to the floor this week under suspension of the rules." The group continued, "Even in the face of $34.4 trillion in national debt, the omnibus will bust the bipartisan spending cap signed into law less than a year ago and is loaded with hundreds of pages of earmarks worth billions. Billions. Representative Chip Roy and Senator Mike Lee coined the new funding package the Swamp Omnibus. It was proposed on Sunday ahead of Friday's deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown. Chip Roy writes on Twitter, "In the Swamp Omnibus, the House GOP surrenders key demands passed in House appropriate bills. This means more illegals, less freedom, and we've yet to see the bill that funds radical Democrats' mass release policies and the NGOs behind it." Thomas Massey points out on Twitter. I like that guy, that sassy Massey fella. He says, "Hidden in this week's omnibus, lobbyists got $15 million to implement electronic tracking of all cattle in the United States." Yeah, because why not? It's practically needed. You don't have a right to, you know, have the government not look into all your cattle and what's up, what it's up to. And there's no problem with that. It's not part of a green agenda. But Massey says no law authorizes this, and it will be used by the green agenda to limit beef production and by the corporate meat oligopoly to dominate small ranchers. There's a $1 million earmark in the omnibus bill for an LGBTQ center where people have BDSM sex parties, Massey also points out. What? I'm going to read that again. There's a $1 million earmark in the omnibus bill for an LGBTQ center where people have BDSM sex parties. You know, can't people just engage in some kinky BDSM on their own dime for once? Or just not do it? But I guess, you know, each of their own. Massey also points out that it appears Republican votes are being bought again. One Republican senator got eight earmarks, Massey writes on Twitter. No one voted to add these, and no one gets to vote to take them out. We have gone backwards 14 years to before the 2010 Tea Party wave. The swamp is back to buying Republican votes for the omnibus with earmarks. There's also more in this bus stop equity. Spending to bus stop equity in California. $1 million for a citywide climate assessment in Rhode Island. $1.1 million for electric bus charging in Florida. $1.6 million for artists living in working space in New York. Can't you make your stupid little art on your own dime? Whatever happened to a literal starving artist? It helps the creative juices. Come on. $1 million for an EV infrastructure master plan in Chicago. $850,000 for bus stop equity in California. God, we need Javier Milei with his chainsaw here in the United States of America. We need a wrecking ball. And maybe that's going to be Trump, maybe not, but it looks like he's the guy who's our best hope to be the human hand grenade against this swamp. Will Trump disappoint in some way? Sure. All politicians, especially at that level, tend to do that. You never get exactly what they want. I'm sure they disappoint themselves at times. But, have hope. I think Trump might be the guy for the job. And the people he's now surrounded himself with, oh, they're serious about taking on the administrative state. And 272-9228, if you want to get in on the conversation, that's 272-9228. Patriot Czar says, there was a time in my memory as a child in the 60s and 70s when the Arizona Border Patrol stopped everyone from traveling into the state and inspected. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, especially not in the 60s and 70s. So we'll see where all this goes, but got it a break. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, that's the number Mike dialed. Hey, Mike, how you doing this afternoon?
Good, thank you. Hey, great show. Hey, one of the news items today, I'm starting to change the subject a little, that I haven't heard is these 320,000 illegals that the Biden administration flew in to the country. Where were they coming from? I'm infuriated by this. I mean, it's one thing to open the border. It's the other thing to, I just don't know why I don't know. I'm just beside myself. I'll let you talk. I'm sorry.
Well, it's like you literally read my mind, Mike. That's where I was going to get to next. I'm not seeing origins, but here, let me read part of the story. It's details from a Freedom of Information request. The Center for Immigration Studies found Biden's Border Patrol approved the latest secretive flights. It transported hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants from foreign countries to at least 43 different American airports from January through December of 2023. The program was part of Biden's expansion of the CBP One app, which kicked off at the start of last year. Migrants were able, under Biden's expansion, to apply for asylum using the app from their home country. So just reading this report, Mike, it sounds like from all over the world.
Wow. Wow. You know, I've been a little concerned with this whole, you know, the conventional wisdom has been that the Biden administration, the Democrats, have wanted the open border for voter rolls. But with all the news of all these Iranians and you know, Islamic fundamentalists and terrorists coming across, I really think, you know, we know there was a hit put on John Bolton and a hit put on Mike Pompeo. Yep. From the Iranian. And after Trump killed Soleimani, they would love nothing more than to take Trump out. And I'm really concerned about the deep state, the CIA, the FBI, the Secret Service, the top people looking the other way, knowing these people are coming in and allowing some kind of huge event and potentially targeting Trump. I know that's, you know, a conspiratorial, but it's come to my mind anyway.
Well, I'm willing to entertain much of anything these days, and the threats are real, especially when you're talking about particular assassination plots against particular political figures. And by the way, I have a more exact answer to your first question. The app where you can apply for asylum from your home country, it can be used in Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Colombia, and Ecuador. So mostly all your Latin American countries.
Okay. Okay. Again, yeah, just crazy and treasonous, I mean, I would say, really. So, well, thank you. Really enjoying the show. I'm driving through. I'm from Ohio and just on the road. And great program. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And if you want to keep following us, we're on YouTube now, just Joey Clark Live. And appreciate it.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay.
And let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Patrick out of Montgomery. How are you today, Joey?
Good. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing pretty well, man. Just working. I was going to talk to you about, you were talking a little bit last segment about how much we've deviated from the Constitution and how much Congress has kind of abdicated a lot of their responsibilities. And so I was curious if you've heard of the Defend the Guard Act, which has been getting introduced.
I have heard of it, yes.
I think it's, last year.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's an awesome idea, man. It's I really hope that we can get it sponsored here in Alabama. Either it's looking unlikely this legislative cycle, but hopefully next legislative cycle we can get it in there and get sponsored and get it passed.
Yeah, there are definitely some newer folks there in the Alabama legislature, I think, that would love to take that.
So, you got any ideas for me, Joey? Anybody you'd recommend?
Look up, one name comes to mind, Ernie Yarborough. I think he's pretty new. I think he would do something like that.
All right. And would you tell everybody what it is, if you don't mind, or I can tell them?
Yeah, you characterize it.
All right. Well, the Defend the Guard Act is state-based legislation that would prohibit the deployment of a state's National Guard into active combat operations overseas without a formal declaration of war, as indicated by Congress. And as we all know, Congress hasn't declared a war since World War II, and we've been in dozens of wars since World War II. So this is essentially using our principle of federalism and realigning us back with the principles of the Constitution. And since the federal government won't do it, this is the state taking the initiative to do it on our behalf.
Well, and I think it is, like I said, a great idea. And I bet you'd get a lot of veterans, especially those who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, that would be behind something like this.
Oh, absolutely. The American Legion has passed resolutions across the country supporting this, and that's part of why it's been getting introduced into the legislators in so many states. So I think it's awesome, and I appreciate you supporting it too, Joey. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Patrick.
We'll see you, buddy.
Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Penny.
Hey, Penny. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, it's so funny that you just, or whoever called in, brought up those flights.
Mm-hmm.
Because a coworker of mine just sent me something. I think it's called Gateway Pundit.
Yeah.
I think I read it right. Yeah, about those. And this is what I just don't understand. Of course, you know, I think the Bidens are in the mafia, and I think they've gotten themselves underwater with having to comply with whatever China and Russia ask of them. But for years, we all the people up there have seen what's going on as far as the greed of power and money, but mainly the greed of power.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, which is why we need term limits so bad. And they're certainly not going to, you know, discipline themselves and make term limits themselves while they're in there trying to get all this greed and power. But I just can't believe that we haven't had a lawmaker that has been seeing all of this. They had to have been seeing all this for years and years. And that no one would have thought to put any law on the book when we have a president like this that could have circumvented the gridlock between the two parties. Because a Democrat's never going to take out a Democrat president. A Republican's probably not going to take out a Republican president. I don't know. Independent, and, you know, it's like they're not going to split their own throat of their own party.
Right.
So why don't we have some law in place where the people can take someone out? I mean, he's going to, we're not even going to have a country. And with all these other people coming in, he's going to give them voting rights. You can see the handwriting on the wall.
They're certainly going to try to do it.
Trump doesn't have a legal way in heck to get that. I mean, there's not a way he's going to win. I don't think we're going to win it, our country back.
Well, I think
all this new stuff coming up every day.
Yeah. Now, you're not alone, Penny. You're certainly not alone in that opinion. I think there's a lot of ways the Republicans and the Trump team dropped the ball in 2020 in the sense that they didn't adapt to the brand new rules that were brought up. And now it's still going to be tough because, especially if your Democratic strongholds are within cities, it's a lot easier to collect a mass of ballots than it is, say, if you're in a rural part of the country. You can pick up 100 ballots at one apartment stop, whereas you've got to drive a few miles to do that in rural America.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I don't see how, if they wouldn't have put a law on the books, because clearly what he's doing is treasonous to our country. The president should take an oath to protect the American citizens. Do they not? That is what it's all about. You are the commander-in-chief. You're supposed to guard this country. And he clearly is not doing it. He's actually working with China and Russia more to try to take us down more than he's helping us.
Yes, some have said the managed decline of the United States.
Yeah. I know, it's unbelievable. I would love to know who is up there running the show, because he's too mentally incompetent to really be making any judgments or decisions.
You know, a lot of people...
I don't think he really knows. Who do you think it is?
A lot of folks want to suggest names we know, like Susan Rice or Barack Obama. I don't think that's it at all. I think who actually runs our government... Have you ever heard in any of these hearings... you know, one of these bureaucrats talk about the interagency process. And
I can't say I have. Have you heard it a lot?
Oh, yeah. It's very important to people who live and die in Washington, D.C. And so the interagency process, essentially like State Department, military, some of the, of course, civilian side of government, the elected officials, the White House. But it's definitely also includes folks like the CIA. And I think a lot of decisions are made through that process. And I think the main group driving the cart is the intelligence community. I think that most of what we do around the world, a lot of the security measures we have to have in place here at home is driven by that intelligence community. And I mean, I can go back to, there's an anecdote from Glenn Beck when he first met with George W. Bush in the Oval Office. And W. was trying to put, I think, Beck at ease, but he said, "You'd be surprised how little power I have up here. It's all right. I can't screw it up too much." And it's like, what do you mean? You're the duly elected president. You know, one example I've heard, using my sources, Michael Anton, I think he's pretty reliable in this regard. He was on the National Security Council. Say you got Trump in there in the White House, and Trump wants to do a thing, say pull troops out of Syria. Well, they'll present him with two crazy options, the Joint Chiefs will, and then one option is the continuation of the policy as it's always been. And Trump would constantly say, no, bring me completely different choices. But that's the game they've played forever. They know how to nudge and massage people into position. And if you don't play ball, then the interagency process tends to strike back. And we saw it during the Trump administration for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I thought it was we the people in order to form a more perfect union. We the people need to get our butts to where we're going to all have to step in order to save ourselves. It's almost unbelievable. It's very depressing for my grandkids and my daughter. I just hate it. But anyway, thanks for listening and enjoyed your feedback.
Thank you, Benny. 272-9228. Line 3, you're on there. Who's this?
Well, y'all ain't said who won the races. I've been listening to radio today. I mean, you know, talk about the president in District 2 and the two runoffs there. But you know, Jacqueline Tomlinson was in a race. I think
she did not win.
Landris was in a race. Are they in runoffs? I mean, what's going on? I don't know.
No, in particular, Jacqueline Tomlinson's race, her and Nicole Clark were kind of around the same vote total, and D. Calhoun won that one. Any others? Charlotte Meadows did not win. Yeah, she got over 50%. Kelly Mooney won the
state board. What about Charlotte Meadows? Yeah.
Kelly Mooney won that race pretty handily.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't. All right. Well, we had some winners and losers. At least Barry Moore won.
Hell yeah, Barry wins. I think unless something big changes, Dick Brubaker's looking pretty good on the Democratic side. Figures is looking great, and that's going to get so much national attention.
Me. I'd rather see Anthony Daniels, but Anthony Daniels does so well in the state.
Right.
We don't need to send him to Congress anyway. In Figures, it's kind of a family business politics. So, yeah, I could see him going to Congress. That don't hurt anything. Of course, you know that Caroline Dobson, she didn't live here till October. And
But she's in that runoff with Dick Brubaker.
Yeah, she married into the Whataburger family. She got $2.6 billion on that side. But that's what Dobson. And, you know, she can't get that Harvard stink off of her and that Alpha stink. But anyway. I'm all Dick Brubaker all day long, and I'll vote in District 2 I can't in April, but I can in November.
How'd you vote on the Amendment 1?
No.
Yeah, I voted no, too. Good.
Yeah.
The millage tax was voted in to stay.
Yeah, because and I'm going to raise rents on properties just for it, since I got extra money. Even though it was just putting up an existing tax, that's okay. Y'all got so much money, we'll go ahead and raise anyway when that lease comes up. So I like people with extra money. That's wonderful.
Well,
they should have voted that down. See, it was an existing tax, but that was before Bidenomics and 17% cumulative inflation. So we had a chance to get a few pennies back anyway.
Yeah,
because I don't care if you pay the teachers five times what they're making now. It's not going to make smarter kids. You know how you make smarter kids? You have better parents, and it's the kids they're sending to school are not prepared for the education that's offered to them. They let them play video games, run around all night, blah blah blah, and all that. But anyway, this has been going on for generations, Joey. But I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you, sir. 272-9228. If you want to hop in on the program, I'm now flying solo, so be patient if you call in. Well, I'm just going to put you on hold. Before I hit this break, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And there at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and her team, especially Madeline Cannon, well, they can help you whether you're looking to buy a home, and it could be your first time buying. They really can help you if you're just learning that process from pre-approval all the way to closing day and every step of the way in between. Alabama Home Mortgage will have your back. They'll walk hand in hand with you. But maybe it's not your first time, and you're just looking for great local people that you can actually get to know. And that's what they do there at Alabama Home Mortgage. They get to know you. They get to understand your goals in owning a home and what you're trying to buy, what you're trying to pull off. Or maybe you're looking to refinance. They have all sorts of great options there for refinancing, especially for veterans. If you're a veteran out there listening and you have not used those VA home loan benefits that you earned through your service, you need to call Alabama Home Mortgage today. And that's not all. They also have a special rate refinance deal for those of you who still have student loans hanging over your head. So that's why you need to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or you can always apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368. an equal housing lender.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We get a nice break in between storm systems for a couple of days before that next big deal storm on Friday. Today, not bad. High around 76, so a warmer day today with partial sunshine. Mainly clear, overnight low 53 tonight. Tomorrow is a nice day. Thursday's high in the upper 70s, good bit of sunshine. And then a soaker on the way for Friday. Rain and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. A few stronger storms possible. High temperature in the mid-70s. Then more showers on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Looking for a tractor, excavator, mower, ag implements, or other equipment? Capital Tractor is as close as your smartphone or computer. Find the best deals, financing information, and browse new and used inventory with just a click at CapitalTractor.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Randall, how you doing?
Oh, man. I'm good. And it's more like you. And then before I get the reason I call, because Biloxi Gamble just brought up about the, since he brought up the race and stuff. I'm going to say, man, Jacqueline Thomason, since he talked, y'all got to understand what this girl just did. Like, I don't think nobody realizes what she was up against. And what she just went through, because she Dede, like, you know, she talked from talking, and I'm not to say she part of the establishment, but if you want to look at it that way, she was already, you know what I mean, already a worker there inside the courthouse, her husband's a fireman. You know, they connected in every which way possible. They love the city. They love, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. when you connect in the courthouse, each courthouse in each district is connected. So that just get, you know what I mean? So you kind of, and then you can kind of say that she just moved from Montgomery into the district and that she was outsider, that, you know what I mean? But I'm telling you, Jacqueline loved that place anyway. You know what I mean? Before she moved there, she loved the Tri-County. But besides that, you can look at it as she was outside of how other people were looking. Everyone on this radio don't look at it that way. But I want y'all to understand what she just did, y'all. And she went into that and put her gloves on and still come out with 20% of the vote. That is crazy. Y'all, I mean, that is ridiculous. Like, I had my hopes up that she would get into a runoff with him. I really did. And I'm going to tell y'all something. But if any, the people on the radio, y'all didn't put out for her like y'all should have. Because I helped Joy Booth. You know what I mean? I love her to death. And let me tell you, there was somebody with Joy Booth when she ran at every polling spot holding up a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what happened yesterday. No, everybody, wasn't nobody. I mean, okay, we know Weston took a picture with her polling sign at the polling place when he went to vote. But she was out there in the rain at one, had a husband and another, mom and dad at one, but that was it. I went to two of them, and I put signs up in folks' face, but you know, there wasn't nowhere else. I drove by a bunch of places, and it wasn't no help for her. So for her to come in and do what she did, yeah, y'all on the rail thinking that it covered everything. I'm going to tell y'all, she just went up against the established. You don't look at it that way. And she came out on top, you ask me, because now everybody knows who she is, and she just needs, you know what I mean? Now she can go in these, you know, places and mm-hmm. you know, finished tying up these people she met. And like, anyway, and I want to get to the security part about Donald Trump. Let me tell y'all, but Donald Trump got his own security, and before Secret Service does. And Bo is one of his right hand. Bo Diddy or whatever. He is a security guy that Donald Trump been on Donald Trump's team forever. He's a former police officer in New York City. And Donald Trump used to, when I was studying back when I was looking at it, he had 11 security companies, different ones on his team. Mm-hmm. Now, like that he paid at one time. This is after his president now. So this was a couple years after his president. I was into this. He was paying 11 security teams extra. Now, not just having Secret Service. So if he gets out, it's because, you know what I mean? Like, they put people in all these security, you know what I mean, and infiltrated it. That's why it took so long. And it'd be one security team to take him out if they do it that way. So people need to look at that, because he pays to deter people. Like, he wants you to he wants his security team to have the best suit, button down, look like gangsters that would slash your throat.
Oh, yeah. You know, and with the commemoration of the Ides of March coming up, it's always good for political leaders to have personal security, even a Julius Caesar.
But you see what I'm saying? He got security after security. So that may be why they ain't never took him out for it. Like, if I was one of the people who thought he was here to save us, and I didn't think like I did that he's part of the.
Well, and not just Trump. Did you see that? I think the Secret Service is still being denied to RFK Jr. Unless that's been resolved, and I just didn't see it. I mean, I know he's got his own private security for sure.
Yeah.
Given what happens to Kennedys who get too close to the sun, careful, Icarus.
Yeah, but would you took it? I always thought maybe he was like, "Hey, there ain't no way he would take this." Security. I mean, not him, but his whole family's been took out by him. So, I can understand why I ain't saying they ain't facing it and supposed to make it look like that but I think that he would be dumb to take it anyway. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, he's got to have his own. And I'm sure that there's something in some kind of clause that keeps that whole family protected the rest of their life. You know what I mean? JFK done, like, when he was 17, 18, he spent a lot of time in Russia now. And I had to get these books. I had to get studying. I burned up all my notebooks. Had that. But back when I was studying, he spent a lot of time over there. So there was more connection that I didn't understand. Why? Do you know why he was over there so much when he was 18 in Russia and stuff?
No.
Because he did spend a lot of time over there. And I remember that with my studies. But I had to go back to see see why, but y'all got to say this. Jacqueline, y'all girl, just her station, I'll say that because she grew up here for a time. She did her thing, y'all. Y'all got to be, but she won in my book. There ain't no way a person does what she just did.
She won your heart, at least. I appreciate it, Randall. I got you, man.
We'll see ya.
272-9228. I do have a break coming up, but first, I want to, you know, after talking about all the national debt and this recent omnibus bill with all the pork being put back into it, again, it's like we're going to pre-Tea Party days. And one of the few accomplishments of the Tea Party being shredded up as we speak, $34.4 trillion in debt. Well, could the federal debt cause a meltdown? Let's listen into Peter St. Ange, one of my favorites, about that very issue.
Federal debt is exploding, up $100 billion in just 4 days. Will we be melting the family silver to cover Washington's drunkest sailors? Or, as FX Hedge puts it, will we replace our wallets with wheelbarrows? In fact, it took just 100 days for federal debt to go up a full $1 trillion. Now, for those following along at home, that comes to $3.6 trillion per year in additional debt. That's roughly $28,000 per American family, or $2,300 per month, basically a second mortgage and a generous one at that. Of course, that doesn't begin to cover what you give to Washington. Federal spending is about twice that, meaning the average American family sends almost $5,000 per month to Washington, which is largely hidden since they take it out of your paycheck before you see it, or they embed it in the things you buy. Now, a prominent Wharton professor is warning that the debt explosion could cause a, quote, meltdown in financial markets as early as next year. Joao Gomez, Wharton's senior vice dean of research, warns the $34 trillion debt, soon to be $35, could trigger a spiral like we saw in Britain in 2022, when national debt fears spiked interest rates, sparking panic selling in bonds that threatened to crash the economy and bankrupt banks and even pensions. The crisis, quote, terrified markets, crashed the pound to near parity with the dollar and toppled the prime minister. Others have raised similar alarms. The CEOs of Bank of America and JP Morgan, the two biggest in the country, recently warned of a, quote, market rebellion over debt as we careen towards a $5 trillion, quote, fiscal cliff at the end of next year. Keep in mind, that's all counting current projections. In other words, it assumes no new trillion-dollar spending surprises, and it also assumes no recession, so the fabled soft landing. If, instead, a recession does hit, then going by history, the deficit grows potentially by another couple trillion as social spending spikes and tax collections slump. Even without recession and those new spending surprises, we're looking at $37 trillion in debt by the end of this year, and $40 trillion by the end of next year. It's worth noting that's about twice the pace that the Congressional Budget Office forecast. Yes, that was the forecast that said we'll have $144 trillion in federal debt by 2053. Now, when it came out, that $144 trillion was met with an audible gasp. After all, that is more than literally all the money in the world. It's about one-third of the accumulated assets of humanity. And at the moment, we're actually going a lot faster. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. As the saying goes, if something cannot go on forever, it will stop. Washington has lost all semblance of fiscal sanity. At this point, they're competing who can drain the treasury fastest. Now, historically, when countries reach the stage, they begin to stumble from financial crisis to crisis, each one bailed out by freshly printed trillions, meaning each crisis converts into inflation. As these pile up one after the other, people start to see the currency as something risky, something you might keep in your wallet to buy lunch with, but not somewhere to park your life savings. Instead, they sell their melting dollars for things you can drop on your foot. Houses, gold or collectibles, maybe Bitcoin today, even stocks, which have a lot more intrinsic value than the Fed's bailout script. Each seller drains the dollar yet further until it becomes a runaway process. Ludwig von Mises called this the flight into real goods, and once it starts, it is very hard to stop, certainly considering this gang of clowns in Washington. So yes, unless we change course, your next wallet could be a wheelbarrow. Okay, we'll be watching.
Again, folks, that's Peter St. Ange. Always appreciate his insights. And here's another fellow I always appreciate. Great sponsor of the show. We have Michael Cohen from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances on the phone line. Hey, Michael, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, I'm Joey. I'm doing great.
Now, I'm looking over here at thinkcohens.com. It's a great site, folks, if you sort of want to peruse shop from home before you stop by. That's my recommended approach. And let's again remind folks of the appliance section, in particular washer and dryer options you have there at Cohen's.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I was talking to my brother, David. He had a customer, I don't know, probably a month ago, that came in looking for a dryer. After he asked him a few questions, he realized their dryer was dry and it just was taking a very long time. And he said, I don't mind selling you a dryer, but you really need to have someone come out and check the vent, because it sounds like your vent is clogged up. And if I just send a new dryer out there, potentially it's going to have the same issue as your old dryer.
Mm.
So we gave them the name of someone to contact. They contacted them, got their vent cleaned out. Of course, we never sold them a dryer because they didn't need one. But they did come back, and they did buy a new range, and they did buy a new refrigerator. But, you know, because we did try to help them without just trying to make a sale, and that's what we try to do all the time at Cohen's, is we want to help you make the right decision. And sometimes the right decision is not to buy whatever we're selling. Maybe it just needs to be serviced, or in this case, your vent needs to be cleaned.
Well, and I think this is why y'all have had generations come back to y'all, 65-plus years of great service. It's why y'all say we deliver confidence. It's not just about the great products. It is about the human element, about the personal touch there.
That's right. That's right. And you know, as I tell everybody, you know, we're not perfect. And if you need to call me or my brother, you know, we're accessible. You can call me. I'll call you back. And, you know, we'll take care and try to make right anything that we need to do. But it's all about service after the sale. And, you know, nothing's built like it used to be built. And, of course, you know, sometimes our customers think we build the stuff in the back. But it's actually Whirlpool, Maytag, Speed Queen, KitchenAid, whoever is building them. But, you know, it's all about the service after the sale, and that's what we try to do.
Again, folks, you can always go to thinkcohens.com. I've actually got it pulled up here on the live stream so you can see the site for yourself. Yeah, that's the correct one, thinkcohens.com. But I really do encourage you to stop by the Boulevard, 2515 Easter Boulevard here in Montgomery. And be sure to tell Michael that you heard him here on the show, on the radio with Joey. I really do appreciate it, Michael.
Have a great day. Take care.
You too. 272-9228. If you want to try to get in the final hour of News and Views after a Super Tuesday, but we do have to hit this top of the hour break, so y'all stay tuned. A little preview. Russia. You know, what are those Ruskies up to now? Along with China, are considering the idea of placing a nuclear power plant on the moon. More on that after the break.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The November general election all but set after Super Tuesday.